Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Pat Godwin, Bowling 200, Donnie Baker, skydiving, and the St. Louis Arch. Right after this.
Thanks to the internet, people are talking about the most talked about movie since people started talking about movies that people talk about. This year, if you talk about one movie, talk about rhinos on a plane.
Man, I sure hope this flight takes off soon. What's the holdup anyway? And what is that smell? Oh, God. Here comes a big, fat rhino down the aisle. I just know it's going to sit in the row right in front of us.
Rhinos on a plane.
Yeah, that's it. Move your seat back all the way. Perfect. God, I hate rhinos. Why can't they take the bus with the other lower life forms?
Rhinos on a plane. And coming next to the big screen, people are already on the internet, buzzing about the most frightening movie ever yet to be made.
Okay, let's check this passenger list one more time. Dick Clark, Dick Gregory, Dick Van Dyke, Dick Dale, Andy Dick.
There are 100 men on board with one thing in common.
Dick Van Patten, Dickie Betts, Dick Cavett, and Tom Griswold.
It's Dicks on a Plane. Dicks on a Plane, starring Tom Griswold. Written and produced by Chick McGee Productions.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we have Chick McGee across the way here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We're dipping our toes into sports. There's Ace, hey. Our engineer. That's Josh. I'm Tom. And they're the lady of the house. Oh, that would be Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
We were done with, did we do the
bowling story? The guy's 105 and he still bowls? Can you bowl over your age?
Can I? Well, yeah.
Yeah?
I guess it's
God,
pretty
I
easy.
Hope so.
Yeah, it's fairly easy.
Until you hit like 175, then. I mean, there is a point where those two graphs cross, right?
Can you bowl?
Age and bowling score. There's going to be a point where they meet. And then.
Maybe. I mean, there might be a lot of 90-year-olds who can't bowl a 90.
90?
Yeah,
okay.
So.
That's pretty sad, really.
Well.
They can't probably. You can't bowl, can you? You have a bad arm.
Not with that wing.
I guess yeah, you probably wing. Have a bowl since you.
No, I can still. I bet this guy could beat me. I bet if
whatever
he's averaging.
Was well,
I have a bowling guy. He bowls for me.
I watch him.
I'm not making fun. You have a
Stedman, get out there and bowl for me, will you?
Injury on your.
Oh,
right
I'm
arm.
Making fun, Gimpy. You can't bowl.
What do you shoot, as they say?
What do I bowl?
Yeah.
Upper hundreds, 100,
oh, really?
180, somewhere around.
Really?
I'm going to say if I really bared down, I right around 200, I bet. I could average 200. Absolutely. What's so hard about bowling?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I've got
boredom.
I've got $50 a point that says you go bowl three games.
And how far under 200?
How over 200?
$50 a point over and under 600.
For three games?
Three games.
Wait a minute. No.
Man,
that's a lot.
Well, what? Wait a minute.
You just said you could average 200. I know there is
one,
no
two,
way.
One, two, three. So
you'd have to get 600.
So 300. So $1,500 you'd give me if I bowled over 200 each three games. Is that what you're saying?
No. If you bowled a total of 600, we're even.
Well,
right.
If a total of 600 are three perfect games, you tool.
No, it's not. It's an average of 200 per game.
You said you could average 200. There is no way. I'm saying you don't break 200 even one of the three games.
I bet I could.
And every pin under 200, you give me $50. If you get over, I'll give you 50.
Wow, this is too big a math problem
take
for
it.
Me.
Yeah,
you know
I think you should take it.
You know what? As we do, we follow up on everything on the show. You're on. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
My family, we go bowling every almost the day after Christmas or something like that because it's one of my nephew's birthdays.
Tell me everything!
So I will let you know what I bowl.
All right.
By the way, I'm getting various people who want in on my bet.
People on the staff don't count as various people. Your toadies don't count as various people.
Yeah, those on your payroll.
Yes. Your sycophants don't count as people.
Your dependents.
So the cash donations are flying in.
Do you claim them all as dependents?
You sure as hell should. You know, what is it about me that you don't think I could bowl?
200?
200's hard.
Three times in a row.
All right,
200?
What seems reasonable? Josh, he threw out 180 and nobody said anything.
I look like a bowler.
How far is 200 from 180?
20?
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Christy.
Things I do for you people.
Get on the way to third grade going, I could have done that.
No gratitude.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was bowling? I had the bowling ball in one hand and a cup of beer in the other. And as
you bowled the beer,
I did not bowl the beer. As I was going to throw the ball, the beer spilled a little bit. I slipped and did perfect splits.
No,
and there's no video.
And I was sore
and
for
please,
a week.
Add two, you left the 7-10.
Wow,
no. With the ball. No,
no.
Well, that's hard.
Oh, dude, people said it was unbelievable, and there should have been video. Yeah.
Yeah, I was bowling with a fellow who happened to be an adult, and he inadvertently, in the backswing, released the ball.
Oh,
came flying at us, not very coordinated.
Oh man,
my friend Gary, he's the one who also we went skiing, and he went through the hut at the top of the mountain, and started going down in the chairlift as well.
Were you howling with laughter?
Oh my God, I died. It was the best.
Always wanted to see somebody do that.
His skis fell off; they were ripped off.
God.
So what do?
Died.
He just goes all the way back down to the bottom?
Oh, no, they had to stop the lift. The operators were furious.
Did they back it up?
They had to get a ladder. It was like
upstate, why wouldn't they just let him go all the way back down?
Oh, because he was sobbing. And
oh, this story's amazing.
Gary was the most uncoordinated human being I've ever seen.
He was sobbing.
God, you're such a jerk.
Interesting story in the news yesterday about. I'm a big fan of Christmas lights. At my house, we've got one, two, three, four, five. Five trees are lit, and we've got the bushes lit, the fences.
I don't
are
think
lit.
They should count.
What do you mean?
If you have a firm that comes out and installs your Christmas,
well, I did a lot of it myself.
I don't believe you.
Want to see my Christmas tree?
You do not.
You want to see the Christmas tree I hauled?
I don't believe you. Okay,
well, we know that you did your tree.
Well, a tree? You're talking about outside. This is how you argue everything. Oh, we're talking about what day it is? Well, let's talk years then. No, that's not what we're saying.
But he's right. That's what he'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm right.
But I'm right.
Do you have any Christmas lights up, Scrooge?
No. I have decorated a little for Christmas, but no, I don't like Christmas lights.
Pat, what?
What?
I don't like, you guys know this about me, I don't like Christmas lights. They're stupid.
They have to, yes, they have to end, yes.
At the hotel
in the lobby, they have a Christmas tree.
They have a Christmas tree.
Oh, my God. You truly are not happy unless you have someone to bully or pick on or make fun of.
Christy was making fun of me because I have a stocking, and I hung it up.
By himself.
Wow. Is there a noose inside it and a small ladder?
Is it the famous sock by the bed?
I mean, I guess that's optimism.
This is the first time I've ever had a fireplace with a man, and I wanted to hang my stocking.
All right.
Wait, should we just get a second stocking and maybe put guest? For example, at my house, I have plates for all my girls. So I've got a little plate. So Sally's got like.
So there's an eight plate. There's eight,
like,
right?
20 plates.
Like 28 kids.
Beautiful plastic plate. It's Sally.
Well, I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about
plates. There's
one
for Finn, and then there's one that says friend.
Friend.
It has more plates than a Golden Corral.
That's my plate.
Friend.
Yes. And when Pat is allowed over.
He has the friend.
Everyone
I get the dog ball.
Everyone else sucked down. He gets the friend plate.
Just put up another stocking. Just.
Yeah.
That to me, that's sadder.
No.
Well, I put up two, but
when Mr. Bean sends himself a Christmas card, he leaves his apartment, throws it through the mail slot, comes back in, looks on the floor, and goes, "Oh, a Christmas card."
One stocking, huh?
Yeah, it's nice.
Is it red? Does it have your name?
No, it's got like Santa on it.
Does it have your name on it?
Does it have your name on it?
I'd have to look. I don't think so. I forget even where I got.
Well, by all means, get a second one then. You're going to have two generic.
No, I've got two mini ones that I hung on my end tables.
Have you ever tried them on your male member?
Have I ever put one of the mini stockings on my male member?
Yes.
Today, and I will send you the picture.
It's picture not, didn't happen.
It's not St. Nick. It's close.
Merry Christmas.
I'm bringing up Christmas lights because there was a story yesterday about, I think it was New Jersey, some guy got fined $50,000,
yes,
by their township or whatever, by the community board, for putting up Christmas lights.
Well, it was causing traffic problems and...
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they wanted them to rent a bus for folks to go see it.
Oh, great.
Don't look at me.
Ringing. Okay,
I got it. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you?
Hey, Chick, I got you covered on bowling lessons.
Oh, thanks, Donnie. I appreciate that.
I used to average 215 at Riverside Lanes.
Wow.
Good. Not only my score, but that was also the average weight of most chicks I pulled out of there to the parking lot afterwards.
Oh,
I did skinny ones. I did Angel Skinner's on a ball return once.
Uh-huh.
That way she was getting 9 pounds from the front and 10 from the back every other frame. Swear to God.
That's awesome, Donnie.
Hey, Tom, where does New Jersey get off finding that family 50 grand for Christmas lights?
I was just talking about that. That's 50,000 bucks. Wow.
They should countersue their ass. 50,000, that's a lot of money. For 50 grand, you could start your own Sprint Cup team.
Uh-huh.
you could franchise your very own Earl's Lubin tube.
Yeah.
Remember their commercials? Earl's, where the only store that's got 30 weight and KY for all your lubrication needs. Swear to God.
They're franchised. I didn't know.
Anyways, man, where's the Christmas spirit with dicks doing stuff like this? Like, who finds people for Christmas lights?
I don't know. It's crazy.
And what's next? Is New Jersey going to start finding Santa Claus for using its airspace?
Oh.
I mean, where does it end?
Yeah.
That family needs to do what they need to do. If they live in New Jersey, for real, call Tony Soprano. Have him go talk to the city council. I think they get off their backs real quick.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Because Christmas is supposed to be about sharing and spending time with family. And, oh, speaking of that, we got our annual Baker Holiday Pitch-In this weekend.
Oh, very nice.
I'm looking forward to it.
What are you bringing?
Well, I don't know what I'm bringing yet, Tom, but we don't, like, most families do, like, a gift exchange and stuff.
Oh, sure.
We do something similar. We do a gift card exchange.
Oh, how does that work?
So everybody takes all the gift cards from last Christmas they didn't use.
Right.
We throw them on a big bowl and pass it around until they're gone. You laugh, Christy, but if you're lucky, the ones you grab, if you grab one still close to face value on them, you're like a big winner. Last year, I got a $40 gift card to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, that's nice. High, yeah.
And
yeah.
It still had $13 on it, so that's a win.
Wow.
But I'm starting to think the whole thing's fixed because my cousin Lonnie,
right.
He always draws the best gift cards. Hell, last 3 years in a row, he drew my Aunt Putty's food stamp snap card.
Oh,
that's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Especially on the 1st and the 15th each month. Sorry, I got to cut this short. We got the paper. Just came in. I got to check and see if I won my disability case.
Okay, right. Donnie.
Oh, okay, cool. Good luck.
Snap card. Thanks very much, Donnie. Now, Christy, before we get to the next song from Pat Godin, what have you got over there?
Well, you're never too old to be a badass. A South Australian woman reclaimed the world record for the world's oldest skydiver, 102-year-old Irene O'Shea, earned the record after plunging 14,000 feet and landing safely at SA Skydiving in Langhorne Creek.
Well, she landed. Did she get up?
Yes, Tom. She was 21 days older than the previous record holder, Kenneth Meyer, when she completed the jump.
Wow.
It was her third. She celebrated her 100th birthday by skydiving for the very first time.
Was it a tandem thing, or was it... I hope she was double diapered.
Oh, my.
I hate to be the guy.
Congratulations, Grandma O'Shea.
What did
she
use for the shoot? Her
her own breasts?
You know, possibly a prolapse.
Guys are not nice.
When she jumped out of the plane, what's her name again?
Irene O'Shea.
And she said,
how old was she?
O'Shea!
I'd like to see you jump out of a plane at 102, any of you.
Without a chute.
Look, I don't care what they do with my
she
body.
She turned into dust when she hit.
Did she land in an open grave?
Oh, my God.
Hardly worth going home.
Can you imagine she lands into a coffin shuts, guy starts throwing dirt on it.
Game over.
All in a matter of 2 seconds.
And you hear in the background, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-bam.
Now, in all truth, wait a second. I gotta think this through. She's 105?
102.
102, okay. Wait a minute, let me do the math on this.
The bowler.
So technically, she doesn't predate the airplane.
No.
But almost.
Almost.
Yeah.
11?
Okay.
Yeah,
she
was.
She was certainly born before planes were like a thing.
I remember when Orville let me ride in his. Yeah.
He was a frisky devil.
She probably rode in one of those planes that had 20 wings on both sides.
Right. She might
be.
She
was in those videos. Goes up and down.
Yes.
She's in the middle seat again.
And she rode Orville's D.
She was the first mile higher.
It says her boobs hit 12 seconds before she.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I would have thought afterwards because they would have been there.
If you flap up, that story doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
Like ears.
Oh,
ears. Show. Like puppy ears.
You know, good for her.
Yes, good for her.
We joke because we love. Huh?
Yeah. Because we love. That's what I always say.
1903, yes. Wright Brothers at Kitty Hawk.
Okay. So she doesn't predate the airplane.
No. That was the shoot. Those were the shoots opening.
Yeah, sorry.
In other news, U.S. Customs agricultural specialists at JFK intercepted a load of finches that were being smuggled into the United States.
This is no joke. They could bring in that bird.
The birds were hidden inside hair rollers.
That's weird.
A passenger arriving from Georgetown, Guyana, was stopped for an inspection when officers found the 70 live finches concealed in the hair rollers in a duffel bag.
Could have been worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they could have been in him.
The birds were quarantined and turned over to the United States Department of Agriculture Veterinary Sciences.
The birds don't like that, I bet, if they're shoved up somebody's butt, right?
No, the birds don't
like it.
They're not going to. There's no way a bird would live shoved up somebody's butt.
So it's sort of like a mine canary?
What the hell are you guys doing?
You put the canary in, if it comes out dead, you got a problem.
No, either way, I think.
That's the worst.
I love the fact I somehow made everyone drunk. I love that.
That's the worst smuggling idea ever.
So this is sort of like the 12 Days of Christmas story.
70 finches?
70 finch. Okay.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, the object is to get them here alive, not dead.
Yeah. This is from Matt. He writes, my father is in the Bowling Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Multiple 300 games.
Uh-huh.
His average, 185 to 190.
Really? Well, there you go.
He's in the Bowling Hall of Fame.
So. I guess I'm wrong then. And you're right. Okay. Merry Christmas. No, congratulations.
Just move forward with the wager, and we'll be in good shape. Now, Pat Godwin is here with his guitar. Do we have a little something for the season at this time, Pat? And give me a strum on that guitar. I don't think I have the thing out going.
Keep talking about
it.
A guy whose father's in the Bowling Hall of Fame would be on your side. that makes all the sense in the world.
It's up to me and you, Tom.
Isn't Chris Hardwick's dad in the Bowling Hall of Fame?
I believe so.
You want to take Chris Hardwick's side in anything right now?
The Bowling.
Go ahead.
Bowling Hall of Fame's in St. Louis, Missouri.
Right next to Busch Stadium.
Yeah, we can go.
It's like a complex.
You ever been to St. Louis, Pat?
Many times.
Were you disappointed when the arch didn't go over the river?
I was, yeah. I
thought, come on!
I thought it did.
Oh, my
God. Know,
right off of 70 there.
You know, every day, if not hourly, you accuse me of how stupid I am.
It was better being stupid.
And you thought the arch in St. Louis went across the river.
Yeah.
One leg, if you will, on one side and one leg on the other.
Yeah, it'd be a lot more meaningful.
Oh, it wouldn't. It's very meaningful. It's the gateway to the West.
You could have made it the gateway to the south and gone over the river and see. That's a direction joke.
And it's not the arch, isn't it? The Jefferson
Expansion
Memorial.
Expansion Memorial.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people know that. That'll be on Jeopardy.
I bet it is on Jeopardy.
I bet it was on Jeopardy.
I didn't know that.
What's it called?
The Jefferson Expansion Memorial.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Thomas Jefferson
wanted to expand something. And
apparently race relations.
Gateway to the West.
Wanted to expand his family.
And, he did as much as he could for race relations, I can tell you that.
Expand the belly of a couple of his slaves. Let's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Time for Getting Real with Tom Griffin.
I'm sorry, it's my fault. Dose of reality. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, you talk about a me too. Well, since I own you, I guess you don't have much choice.
Wow.
I didn't think you could make that comment any worse. And by gosh, you did.
No, Tommy, you're spinning comedy gold, buddy. That loom you got over there, weave away.
Creep rolling. Keep rolling, baby. You're amazing.
Got anything about the Holocaust?
Oh, somebody do something.
Always funny.
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail. Made a couple comments on the radio.
Do you read it?
Now I'm doing a podcast from Cell 72.
And I don't have any dough.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.